This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The White Sox, they're not the worst team to cheer for. I think the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's or the SAC, I don't know what they are anymore. They're just the Athletics. That's the worst team you could cheer for. So follow me here. Let's say that there was like a Wheel of Fortune that you had to just completely start over. You couldn't be a Royals fan. You couldn't be a Chiefs fan. You couldn't be a Broncos fan, whatever team you cheer for, right? And every team was on the wheel. Every team. And now you walk up to the wheel and you got to spin it. You know the sound that the Wheel of Fortune wheel makes. And when it lands on that team now becomes your favorite team, your number one team. This is the team that you ride or die with. This is the team you are most passionate about. The A's would be the worst pick. Absolute worst pick. Their old stadium was bad. Their current stadium is bad. They haven't started building their new stadium. They play in a real minor league park. Seems miserable to cheer for the A's. Chicago might be two, man. Chicago might be the second worst team to cheer for. Nobody chooses to be a White Sox fan. If you're from Chicago, you choose to cheer for the Cubs. Everybody in Chicago is a Cubs fan. If you've ever been to Chicago and you see where the Cubs play and all the excitement around it, and then you see where the White Sox play, I don't know why you would ever choose to cheer for the Chicago White Sox. It seems like a really bad choice if that's the one that you got. If you spun the wheel and it landed and the White Sox are your favorite team, I would say that is akin to hitting bankruptcy in fan. You lost. That's the worst team to cheer for.
Are all the worst teams baseball teams? Like, if we were to rank the bottom five, like, what's the thing Pat Forty does on Yahoo? Like, the bottom 10 during college football season? KU was a staple in that for a long time. I kept track of those rankings.
I watched them play last year. They maybe should have made an appearance.
They weren't. I mean, at one point they did. But they weren't as bad as I've seen last year. If you were creating the Pat Forty race to the bottom for franchises to cheer for, it's a lot of baseball. The A's, I think the Angels are on that list. Imagine being an Angels fan. I think being a White Sox fan would stink. I think being a Rays fan would stink. I think probably the Browns are the worst NFL franchise. I think the Trailblazers, the Hornets, like, there's a lot of franchises where if you were like, oh, man, I guess I got to go be a fan of that franchise, you would hate your life. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And by the way, the Royals are not some, you know, beacon of greatness all of our lives. There are far worse franchises to be straddled with than the Royals.
Yeah, this is what I would say. And I think you make a very, very strong point about how a majority of the worst teams that you could get, like it being your number one favorite team, would be baseball teams. They'd be baseball teams. Like, if you spun the wheel and you got the Miami Marlins as your number one ride or die favorite team, that stinks. It stinks. I can't imagine every night your emotion is based off how the Miami Marlins do. I can't imagine. Chicago, the A's, bad choices. I actually don't know it would be that bad if you got any NFL team. I'm serious. I don't know it would be that bad. It wouldn't be great. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you spun this and you got the Cleveland Browns, I mean, I wouldn't be happy that I got Cleveland. They just made the playoffs not too long ago. They won a playoff game with Baker Mayfield. It's still football. I mean, how miserable can it be if your favorite team, I mean, they only lose, what, 13 times a year? 14 times a year? The Chicago White Sox lost 120 times last year. Every day. You're just watching them get pummeled. I don't know, man. It's low. It's very, very low on the list.
Here's the thing. I think you're letting your I like football more than baseball bias show here. Because let's say you're straddled with the Rays. They're a team that they don't have any fans in their city. You're telling me the following experience is worse than being a Browns fan? Wake up, my team stinks. I go to the ballpark. It's the summer in Tampa Bay. It's outside. I watch my team lose 6-3. That was no good. I leave the ballpark, and then I go to the beach in Tampa Bay. You're telling me that's a worse fan experience than wake up in Cleveland? So far, it's the worst. Then you're going to that dump of a stadium they're about to rebuild. You watch the Browns lose in the snow to the Steelers, who can't score, 6-3. Same score. Then you drive home, and you're in Cleveland in December. That's worse.
Yeah, but this is, we're only now judging it based off where you live and not the team. Like, cheering for the New Orleans Pelicans sounds pretty bad. But, I mean, you're also a mile and a half from Bourbon Street. I mean, it can't be that bad to cheer for the New Orleans Pelicans. So, yeah, if we are basing on location and where you live, sure, cheering for some of those teams sounds like it's worse.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.